Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up, we'll get to the story out of Indiana where some twins played some little funsies with police.
We'll talk about it, but I'm curious why you would do this if you're the twin that's staying in jail.
Yeah.
What's in it for
what's
you?
What's the deal? Yeah.
All right. But here's some good news.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Chiefs lost yesterday, but one of the reasons they lost is because the offensive line sucked and kept giving up pressure and Patrick Mahomes was uncomfortable. Well, that's solved, hopefully, because Josh Simmons is back in the building. He's returned to the team facility after missing the last four games to tend to a personal family matter. He started the first five games of the season and was rated one of the best tackles in the league. Then we don't know what happened. And yeah. I think, Jamie, we're never going to know what
that's
happened.
Okay.
And that's fine.
Whatever.
I don't care.
He reactivated his social media.
Yes. So he also reactivated Instagram this morning, which I find to be a little bit brave. Like, I can't imagine that's not a minefield of people go like, so where were you? What the hell is it? You know, that one guy played yesterday. I can't remember what team it was, but I think it was a Titans player. Their brother was literally murdered on Saturday and he played the game Sunday. So what's your excuse? I guarantee that's out there.
I bet he's going to turn off comments.
Yeah. I don't
if
know
he's
how
you, smart.
I don't know enough about Instagram to know how you control that, but yeah. I mean, you can control those things.
That's why he can just post happy pictures of him back with the team.
But thanks, sweet baby Jesus, because it was getting bad out there.
And Andy Reid does not have a news conference today because
they're on a bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So today would have been a good day to have heard from him.
I'm looking at other sources, just a family issue the past few weeks. Casey has a bye this week. So, yeah, hopefully they'll be a lot healthier, and because they're at four losses on the season already.
We're 5-4, right?
5-4. They're in third place in the division. They're not in the playoffs right now.
Okay.
If the season were to end today, the Chiefs would not be in the playoffs. They'd be in eighth place. I also, looking at the rest of the schedule.
I was just going to ask, does the schedule get easier?
It's a lot easier.
Okay.
The toughest game they have is against the Colts. Excluding the games against the Broncos, which the Broncos offense sucks, but their defense is really, really good. So those will be tight games, but I see maybe one more loss, maybe two more losses in there, especially if they have to go all out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still amazed just watching the game last night that they played like they did, because I assumed going into the game that they were like, you know what, we can't lose any more games.
Mm-hmm.
We're already at three losses on the season. We can't go into the bye on a loss. But that's honest to God how they played. Like, it was not a masterclass as far as coaching or execution. It was just bad. Anyway.
And the bye week will help.
The bye week will help. Give them some time off.
Yeah.
For anybody who doesn't know, Andy Reid is like, he's only got in his entire coaching career, I think, four losses after a bye.
Okay.
So that, I'm not saying the game against the Broncos is a lock, but I would wager they're going to come out with their hair on fire against the Broncos in 2 weeks. So
how do I ask this?
Eight games left.
How many games can we lose and still be in the playoffs?
It depends on how the other teams play, but I would say maybe two.
Okay.
The worst record they've ever had with Mahomes is 11-6, and we made the playoffs that year, but the division was a lot worse that year. The Broncos and Chargers were terrible that year.
Okay.
So, and the Raiders are always terrible, but the two teams that actually give us fits, the Broncos and the Chargers, were actually bad that year.
It's weird to have a bye week.
Yeah, I don't
it's
like
be
it.
A slow. I don't like I, a weekend.
I'm glad
without.
That I have the time off, but it just my rhythm screwed up.
And I'm glad the bye week falls mid-season. I know they've complained before when they've gotten the bye week either way too early or way too late in the season.
Yeah.
So it's kind of good that it's hitting right now.
The Broncos game is the 16th of November at 11:25, by the way. So you're
that's okay.
Your favorite time.
I won't complain about it being early.
Yeah.
I'd rather be early than late.
3:25.
That's fine. Oh, yeah. I think it's at 11:25.
No. No, I did I? No. 3:25. Yeah. If I said 11, I'm sorry. No.
11, yeah. Okay. Yep. Okay, that's perfect. Mm-hmm. That's delightful. Yep. Yes, that will be great.
It'll be a good game. So yeah, let's talk about the Indianapolis, Indiana screw up thingy.
So if you are a twin, did you and your twin play like tricks and stuff? And do you still do it as an adult? We have brothers, Daryl and Darren Austin. They are identical twins. And it seems like they were both in the Marion County Sheriff's Department jail at the same time. This is Indianapolis. And there was an administrative error on Friday afternoon that released the wrong twin. Daryl was released due to a mix-up caused by the twins' nearly indistinguishable physical characteristics and similar names. Bond was posted for Darren, but staff processed Daryl for release instead. So it was the it wasn't them trying to pull a fast one.
They just screwed up.
They just goofed it.
Yeah.
They own it. They said, this is a highly unusual set of circumstances. There is no excuse. Yeah, we did this. I don't know what Darren was in custody for, but Daryl was in custody on charges of theft, criminal mischief, and battery by bodily waste.
Oh, gross. See,
happy lunch hour.
Never mind.
Yes. Upon discovering the error, sheriff's office immediately notified the court, got an arrest warrant to return Daryl to custody. They acknowledged some policies were not strictly complied with. And so the matter has been referred to internal affairs. I'm guessing someone is being fired over this.
Okay. I got to ask, first of all, how proud is their mom? I mean, both of my kids are in jail.
In jail at the same time.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Second of all, Daryl and Darren, I have so many questions for the mom. Were you when you're naming your boys, wanting to get them confused for the rest of your life?
Daryl! Don't twins usually have similar names?
Maybe like the first letter will be similar. So you have like a Jason and a, I don't know, Jonathan. That's Daryl and Darren.
Yeah.
It's too similar. Also, as far as the jail is concerned, nobody thought like maybe keep them in different facilities?
Yeah.
Maybe keep in different parts of the state?
Or, yeah.
I mean, it wasn't like they were just there for processing or something and they're just being held overnight in a drunk tank.
No, and it's like, proud mom that both of your twins are in jail at the same time.
Right.
On different charges.
On different charges.
I have a different story. I have a different version of this. Daryl was the really bad one. Theft, criminal mischief, battery by bodily waste. Darren was being held on resisting law enforcement charges. And it was their uncle who posted the $300 bond on Thursday. And he ultimately was the person that told authorities they let out the wrong guy. So the uncle must be tighter with one than the other.
Yeah.
And then they realized they let the wrong one out. And so the uncle called authorities and said, no, I meant that for the other twin.
So we know who the evil twin is.
Did they find Daryl is the question. Yes. Okay. Yeah. So they let out the wrong one. They confirmed that Daryl was apprehended without incident. They said he is now going to be charged with escape because evidence suggests he intentionally impersonated his brother during the release process.
Okay.
That makes more sense.
Because they were like, hey, which one are you, Darren or Daryl? Why? Well, Darren's getting out today. Oh, well, I'm Darren. Sure.
So eventually Darren was released. Mm-hmm. The uncle sat and waited for 7 hours until Darren was released because he was the one that was supposed to be released.
Yes.
The reporter said, are you upset that you were in jail a day longer than you should have been? He said, no, I get way more worse than this. way more worse. Whatever that means.
I don't know.
So we have two things. We have them pulling a little trick, but also we have the sheriff's department that goofed their own process somewhere. So did they not check? Did they not realize they had twins there? Social Security numbers and stuff to make sure.
I mean, yeah, and maybe if they were released, or the one was released on bond, maybe it was he was just there for processing. But it's still, I don't know. Like, if you are in charge of that situation, do you just take their word for it?
Well,
is it just, well, he looks like the guy on the driver's license?
Are you alerted if you, because let's say they came in at different times. Let's say one was there a week longer than the other. Is there an alert in the system anywhere that says, hey, we have twins here? Or is there not? And if you don't interact with both of them, do you not realize there's two of them?
Yeah. Have there been times where somebody's been released just because they had a similar name to somebody else? Like, it doesn't seem like there's as much oversight as you'd like there.
Possibly. Yeah. Especially in a county jail.
You know, this is why in the old movies they had numbers on their uniforms.
Yes.
Yeah. That way it could make sure that, nope, that doesn't matter what he says his name is. That's the right number. But I guess you could just beat somebody up and take their number if you thought they were getting out.
And is Darren mad at his brother?
Yeah.
You know?
Because you got out?
Yeah. Because
moron.
He got out and he wasn't very good at it because they caught him pretty fast.
Well, because the uncle turned around and was like, that's not the right guy. Would you be mad at your uncle for ratting you out?
Maybe. But again, I assume the uncle and Darren are already our besties. And
yeah.
Because otherwise, $300 is not that much. Why didn't he bail them both out?
Right. Oh, yeah. Daryl's the problem.
Darren's the good one.
Yeah.
I don't know why I love this story so much, but I just think that's so entertaining.
There was a story I don't remember. I'm going to say it was Alabama, where they had two prisoners who had the exact same name and looked exactly alike. So it was like Bill Williamson.
Mm-hmm.
And they looked dead on like twins. They had the exact same name. They had the same birthday. They were born like two counties apart. Mm-hmm. It was crazy. And they were both the same age and everything too. And they released one of them from jail because they literally could not prove which one was which. Why wouldn't you just keep them in different jails?
Yeah. And they have different social security numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my dumb question. DNA is exactly the same in identical twins?
No. DNA is not the same in anybody.
But it's like 99%. I mean,
it's close.
It's so, I mean, the DNA, if you ran DNA, is there going to be enough of a difference to tell them apart? Fingerprints, are they going to be, there's got to be a way to tell them apart.
Yeah, it'd be DNA.
Fingerprints or something would have
blood
to be.
Type, something.
I assume blood type would be the same. But there's got to be a difference between them.
If DNA would be different, maybe blood type would be different. How do you tell twins apart? You just give them a gash? Just give them a
913-586-7798. If you've had identical twins,
right?
What did you do to tell them apart? Parents, when they're young, will keep their little bracelets on them.
Yeah, you just need to give them a dumb, like, I'm at a corporate retreat sticker. That's like, my name is whatever. Just give them one of those bad boys, and, you know, hopefully they're in separate cells.
You tattoo them? What do you do to them to make sure that they're...
913-586-7798. Hope that one of them gets a scar.
Yeah, the evil twin gets a scar on his face.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's probably got the scars anyway from all the bar fights and all the problems.
Well, the other one was
had.
In jail, too.
For resisting arrest.
Yeah, but he's not a much better person.
But not assault with bodily fluid.
Yeah, I mean, that's gross. That's nasty.
Arrested and you're... For resisting arrest, and your bond is $300. I'm gonna assume that whatever, like, it
wasn't
be that bad.
Whatever you did wasn't that bad. That's fair.
Especially because he wasn't charged with anything else,
right?
So we don't know what he was resisting arrest from.
913-586-7798. Have you ever had to deal with identical twins? Did you have a trick to tell them apart?
Teachers, this is a teacher's nightmare.
Teachers too, yeah.
Because kids will pull every little trick then.
True.
If you have twins in a class,
yeah, one's better at science, the other one's better at English. So you know, you take the other test.
I like that there does seem like there is an evil twin here.
Yeah, there is.
That is
interesting.
913-586-7798. Your calls and texts coming up on Midday.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So we're talking about the story out of the Marion County Jail. This is Indianapolis, where you had twins, Daryl and Darren Austin, that were both in the jail at the same time on different charges. And the uncle showed up to post bond for Darren, but they let Daryl out instead. And it was the uncle that said, no, I want, this was for the other one. And so he goes back to the jail and reports it, that they let Daryl out instead. I'm surprised Darren didn't like pitch a fit or something, but maybe he didn't know which twin the uncle was posting the money for.
Right.
So they eventually catch Daryl and get him back behind bars. Now he's charged with escape because he apparently had a role in convincing everybody that he was Darren. And Darren's been released.
Getting a lot of people on the text line weighing in on twins and how they were able to keep them apart. From the text line, my parents pierced one of my sister's ears when we were babies. To this day, I still check for the earring twin in old photos to see which one I am. That's got to be a little weird, too. If, uh-huh. Like, there's old photos of you.
To not know which one you are.
Not know which baby you are. My twins have the same face, but totally different vibe. One will walk into a room like a hurricane, and the other one is like a librarian, we always say. LOL. That's how we can tell.
That's easy to fake.
Yeah, for the kids when they get older.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I think you would just get like a different haircut for them.
I guess while you can control that. Yeah, but some people like their kids, their twins, to look the same. They think it's cute.
Yeah, it's
to
creepy.
Dress them the same.
It's creepy. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. It's just the harmonious speaking. There's never mind.
Especially girls, right?
It's the shining thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come play with us forever. Yeah.
I like the idea of an earring because that's like branding a cow. You know? Just like
there
don't
you go,
want
brand
them to get
them.
Lost.
Just brand them.
I said tattoo on them.
Yeah, get a tattoo. Get a little teardrop tattoo on them. Then nobody will mess with them at school.
Even when they're in jail.
Yeah. Yeah. They'll be like, dude, this guy's already on time. He's only 8. Let's go to Dakota in Parkville. Hey, Dakota.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hi. So you're a twin?
Yeah, I'm an identical twin.
All right. So how did your parents keep you apart or tell you apart when you were younger?
So they left the hospital bands on us for as long as they could. Mm-hmm. And then they had different colored like beanies crocheted for us. And so I had the blue beanie and Derek had the red beanie. And then whenever we kind of outgrew those, they just tried to dress us in that color of clothing. So they would put me in blue and him in red more often. And then when I was about 3, I ran into a table and got a scar.
We were just talking about that off the air.
So it was the scar that we were always looking for. So looking back at pictures, we're always like, oh, is the light right to be able to see the scar? And if not, we might just be SOL, but it's hard to tell.
I'm surprised they relied on clothing. I mean, a beanie a kid can pull off pretty easily.
Well, he said until they were, you were just babies, right?
But still.
Yeah. When we had the beanies, we were babies.
Like,
and
newborns.
Then once we started like crawling around and stuff. But yeah, that has always been a hot topic. Which one did they get switched at birth? Which one is actually the other one? But
yeah,
the weight was always helpful as well because I was born just a little bit heavier than my twin and always stayed just like maybe half a pound to a pound above him. And so the weight was also kind of a telling thing. But and so you guys did it. I can't remember what story it was. Maybe about like identical twins doing like a car robbery or something on a freeway. And so me and my twin have joked like, oh, if we ever want to get away with it, we just have to do it somewhere that they can't like fingerprint us or anything. And then we both just point the finger at the other one and they can't prove it.
Dakota, when you guys were in school, were you in the same classes or did they separate you?
We were for a little bit up until we had a teacher that wasn't very good. And so my mom went to the principal and said, hey, you need to get them out of that class and into another one. And they were saying that they couldn't do it. And my mom said, no, you're getting, say that you need to separate them in classes so that they can socialize better.
Yeah, because that's what they try to do. They try to separate twins. Teacher.
So it was, I think, second grade whenever we set, but we got along really well and developed friends pretty good. So in second grade, they separated us so that we were in a better classroom. But yeah, they had us together, and I think it benefited us that we had each other there as friends and to kind of lean on, but we also made other friends well too.
Teachers don't like that, by the way.
Was there an evil twin?
Well, I'll always say that he was the evil one and I was the good one. It's one of the great benefits of being an identical twin is that you get to claim all of the good stuff and then pass the buck on the bad. So it was always him that did the bad things, not me.
You know, I think that's what makes you the evil twin then, Dakota, if you're like, hey, I didn't do anything wrong. It was him.
We fed off each other, for sure.
All right, thanks for your call. Appreciate it.
What was the twins' name? Dakota and Derek?
No, it was Daryl and Darren.
The caller.
Yes.
Okay.
I think so.
Just trying to name them different. Yeah, go different with the names. At least that helps too. And a lot of times they have the same middle name.
The same middle name?
Yeah.
I hung up.
A lot of the women in my family all have the same middle name.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. I would name my kids entirely different names, especially if they were twins, because it just leads to so much confusion in the household. Like, Katie didn't want to name either of my sons after me because she said, I don't care if it hurts your feelings. I don't want to be sitting there going, John. Yeah. And then Henry answering me. Well, he wouldn't have been named Henry, but the kid answering me or you answering me. Yeah. It's just weird.
Dye their hair different colors. Do something like that.
Do something. Get them different. I'm going back to the cattle branding.
Yeah, I mean,
it might seem cruel, but you know what? Works. If you do it young enough, they won't even remember.
I'm looking at what Amy in Overland Park, what she's going to say here.
Hey, Amy.
Hi, guys. Hey, I have 25-year-old twins, and their names are completely different.
Good
and
for you.
They went to KU, and they just told us that one of my sons took his brother's finals. So that's lovely.
Wow.
Wait, they took each other's finals?
Well, one son took the other son's econ final for him. He just didn't feel like he was really good at it. My other son is very good at that. So, yeah, they've done that. They just admitted it. Oh, my God, you guys are so bad.
Let me ask, was that a transactional thing, or is it just the one son doing it out of the kindness of his heart?
It was just like, oh my gosh, one son was like, I need help. The other son was like, okay, boom, we've never done this before. Let's try it out. And they never did that in high school or anything. Yeah. And we always separated them. They were never together in the same class in preschool, middle school. And high school, they got some classes together, but that's just how it.
You can't. Yeah, you can't avoid it sometimes. I don't know. I would have been charging money if I was the one son. I'm taking your econ final, sure.
So, Amy,
give me your car.
Heck yeah.
When they were young, how did you tell them apart?
Actually, it's easy. It was easier then than it is now for people because one was about a pound heavier throughout his whole growing up. So if you just looked at one and knew one was bigger, they could tell them apart. But if they came up to people separately, they had no idea.
Oh, wow.
Thanks for your call. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Which one's the chubby one?
I had friends that were twins growing up. And you can kind of tell them apart by aura, by personality type. Mm-hmm. But when we got older, the one way you could tell the difference was when they got drunk.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So one of them, when they would get drunk, he would turn beet red. He'd get like gin blossoms and his face would turn bright red. Mm-hmm. And the other one would be totally fine. You would never know.
She raises an interesting point that I didn't think about, that it's easier when they're together.
Yeah.
Because you can compare them. But when they're apart and you only see one of them.
That's true. Which one are you?
Yeah. Which one is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
When you can't see the tattoo and you don't know which one's chubbier because you don't have the one to compare it to.
Coming up, a woman is suing a hotel for letting her estranged husband in despite the fact that she, you know, was fleeing for her life from him. We'll talk about that next on Midday.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Next one's heavy, pretty scary, and it depends on who you want to believe here, which is why a lawsuit has been filed. But this is out of Orangeburg, South Carolina. A woman says she is suing a hotel. This is True by Hilton, for allowing her estranged husband to access her hotel room where she was strangled, kidnapped, and assaulted. She filed that suit against True by Hilton Orangeburg and multiple other hotel management companies. Policy always says if you call a hotel and ask them what room someone is in, they're never going to tell you. Policy, they can't tell you. They can connect you to the room, like they can transfer you to their room, but they can't tell you what room number they're in. I mean, for 15 different reasons, that's a bad idea.
Hold on, just to ask a question there. Well, then isn't that one way of finding out if the person's there? Like,
yes.
I need to call.
But at least you don't know what room they're in.
Okay.
So you can't go find them.
Okay.
You know, if you wanted to go and like, they won't let you go to their room.
Can you connect me to the room?
But yeah. But
you know, they're at the hotel though.
Right.
Okay.
So her name is Latasha Brown. She left her husband in July of last year. And after leaving, she said he was stalking and harassing her, including GPS tracking. So for her own safety, she stayed at hotels throughout Orangeburg. The same month, the lawsuit says her estranged husband tracked her to that hotel and tried to get the staff to confirm that she was staying there and give him a key to her room. The hotel followed industry standards, refused to do so. But the lawsuit says on September 20th, the hotel did the exact opposite. Let's see. He allegedly followed her via a GPS tracker and roamed throughout the hotel for hours before approaching the front desk. So GPS tracker probably in her car. So that's how we knew where she was. A hotel employee reportedly gave this estranged husband a room key and told him the room number that she was staying in. According to the lawsuit, the worker failed to get photo ID or verify the authorization from Latasha Brown that this was okay, that he was there. Oh, so yeah, the lawsuit's going to be huge. She was awakened from her sleep and found someone on top of her, quickly realizing it was him. For nearly 5 hours, she was allegedly tortured, scared for her life, bitten, and manhandled. Jeez. Hotel customers in the room next to hers tried to get help from employees multiple times.
I cannot.
You would hear this.
This is... If this isn't as bad as giving him the key, then it's worse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, she's screaming and you can hear hotel walls are not that thick. And so people that are in the next room call the front desk multiple times saying there was a woman in the room crying and begging for help. The lawsuit says the employee said he would handle it. And that's why customers did not contact law enforcement. The hotel didn't do anything. For hours, she was held hostage in that room, assaulted in every way. The next morning, so that's how long this goes on, she convinced him she had a work meeting and they were seen leaving the room. And then once they were in the lobby, she ran away and got into her car and drove away. She flagged down a sheriff's office deputy and told him what happened.
Jeez.
It's so many so many figures on this lawsuit. There should be.
Have they given
him? Did they catch him? Is what I'm trying to find out. Yeah. Did they catch him?
Yeah. He's already pled guilty to kidnapping, domestic violence.
Oh, because this was last year. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Aggravated.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Stalking and burglary. He got up to 15 years with probation. He's this is sick. He got up to 15 years with probation after one. So
he's currently serving a total possible 15 years. After one year in prison, he can go on probation for 5 years.
This?
Is he not immediately going to go after her?
Of course,
he's out of prison.
Good Lord.
So there were multiple levels of mistakes here that started with the employee. Like, I'm sure he said, this is my wife.
Yeah.
Because they're still married. I mean, they were estranged. This is my wife. We have the same last name. What room is she in? And then to give him a key?
I mean.
Also?
Okay, just trying to give a little bit of the benefit of the doubt to the employee. Maybe you go in, you say, hey, me and my wife are staying here. I forgot what room we're in. And I lost my key.
I'm sure it's easy.
Give me a key. And then they did it. But the problem is, for the employee, they gave him the key. Then you get a phone call that this woman is screaming and crying in the room next to us. Could you please do something? And they go, yeah, we'll handle it. Don't call the cops.
Yeah.
We'll handle it what they told that person.
And then they didn't handle it.
And then they didn't do anything.
And because the people in the room next door trusted the employees to handle it, they didn't call police.
Right.
Every person involved in this story failed this woman. And and at least she was crafty enough the next morning
to get away,
to come up with an excuse, a work meeting that he fell for, to get out of there.
I also have to say, like, this isn't a Motel 7.5.
Oh, no. True by Hilton's.
It's True by Hilton. It's a good hotel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like,
the hotel employee was later fired. Was not truthful in his account of what happened, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I don't have a figure on this, but they admit, like, yeah, there were security failures here. I mean, that's why that guy was fired. I mean, there were multiple protections in place, but you're right. I mean, I've lost my key before.
Yeah.
You know, you go to the front
door. Or the key doesn't work.
Yeah. And so I go to the front desk and I say, hi, I'm in room, you know, 504. I lost my key. They just give you another one.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes if it's right after you checked in, they recognize you and they remember.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's common where they don't always check to bank. They don't ask for an ID.
I've never tested this before, but yeah, if I went to the front desk and get the same thing, like he doesn't work or I lost it or I forgot it, left the room, went downstairs and went, ah, man, I thought I was in my back pocket.
Yeah.
I would think that you would have to tell them what room you're in, though.
Oh, you
otherwise
do. Usually the first thing I do is say, hi, I'm in room 5, whatever.
Right.
I lost
I'm just
my
saying,
key.
Like, what if you said, oh, I don't remember what room I'm in. My name's, it's under my wife's name.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is. I'm not good with numbers. I don't remember this. We've been staying in hotels. We were on a trip. This is like the third hotel we've stayed in. I don't remember.
And so then I would think the next step is the hotel says, okay, well, what's your name or what's her name? And you look it up. And then they ask, but I would still think they would ask for ID.
Yeah.
And what if you didn't bring your wallet with you to breakfast? Because that would have had your key in it. How were they proving? I don't know. I don't know how they do that. But I'm sure they have policies in place because otherwise this would happen all the time. This would be the easiest thing. Put the GPS tracker on the car, find out where she is and say, yeah, we're married. Let me in.
I don't want to sound like I'm blaming her, but I'm wondering if you, and maybe this is just advice, if you were on the run from somebody in your personal life and trying to obviously avoid them at all costs, would you check into a hotel like this? Or would it be safer if you checked in with an Airbnb or went to a women's shelter?
So a women's shelter is absolutely your best bet right. Because they're going to protect your identity at absolutely all costs.
All the women who go there, there's a reason.
And you can't even get in the front door. Yep. I mean, there's a gate. There's a, if you've ever watched the, it was like a 5-part series, Made. And I think it's based on a true story about a young woman who is with a guy who beats her and they have a child together and she eventually leaves and goes to a women's shelter. It details all of that. I don't know if an Airbnb is going to be, I think that's going to be less safe because if there's a GPS tracker on your car,
that's a good point. Cause he,
there's
he,
no front desk.
Yeah, he had the
there's
GPS
no,
on her. Yeah.
He can get in there. The only other thing I would think of is check in under a different name.
Yeah.
Can you check in under a fake name?
That would, but can you, I don't know.
I don't know.
They always ask my ID and I need to pay it with a credit card. Could you say like, I'm checking in, but look,
maybe tell them.
Would you tell them up front too? I'm on the run. My husband's insane. I don't want to get you guys involved in this, but I need a place to stay tonight. So I'm checking in. You can run my credit card. Here's my ID, but I have to check in under a different name.
Yeah. And even if you have to talk to hotel management or something, then I think that's your best bet is to be honest with them. You know, I'm fearing from my estranged husband who has beaten me before and stalked me before.
Yeah.
Please protect my safety. I cannot believe the person at the front desk just said they were going to handle it and didn't do anything about it.
That's where it's so bad for me. Because everything else before that, I could see there are rules in place and maybe they tricked you.
Or it's late at night and it's the kid, you know, this is not your manager that's working.
When somebody's calling the desk and saying, for the love of God, there's a woman screaming and crying next door.
Yeah.
We're going to call the cops, but we thought we'd let you know. And then they say, no, we'll handle it. That's just horrifying.
Yeah. Did the guy at the front desk think, oh, they're just watching a loud movie or something?
Or, oh, wouldn't it occur to him? Like, oh, that's the one I just gave the key card to.
Yeah.
Because it was the same guy. 913-586-7798. We'll take your calls and texts on this coming up in just a few minutes on Midday.
So a woman in South Carolina who was estranged from her husband, who was dangerous, who had stalked her in the past, thought she would be safe at a True by Hilton. Instead, he showed up and somehow they gave him the room number, the key to the room. He wandered the hotel for a while. Then he got in and he spent about 5 hours beating her up, assaulting her, you name it. You would think, okay, well, someone's going to hear that and they're going to call police. In fact, someone did hear that in the room next door. They called the front desk and said, do you want us to call police or are you supposed to do something first? And they said, oh, we'll handle it.
And they never did.
They never did.
Which is inexcusable.
Yeah.
913-586-7798. Let's go to Tiffany in Kansas City. Hey, Tiffany.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. What do you have to say about this?
Hey, so I've worked in hotels around the city before and then also in the big hotels in Las Vegas, and there are a lot of security checks that hotels train you and train the front desk to follow this. And a couple are specifically related to what happens if people do not want their names to be found in a hotel room when they check in. First, even if it's a husband-wife, if the husband's name is not on the reservation, then they're not supposed to give any access to the room. And for example, in this situation, if she had not wanted to be found, the hotel can go into their system and mark a reservation as do not posted, which when a front desk agent would pull it up, there's a big flag that says do not give any information out about this reservation whatsoever.
Okay.
There's another way, depending on the hotel system, where you can make what's called a share with or a ghost profile. And so if someone did want to have a fake name on the reservation, they can put the real name on the ghost profile for their ID and credit card and then have a fake name on their main profile.
Okay, that's good to know. So if anybody needs to do this who's listening to us, that is an option. You don't need to use your own name when you check in.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And it's a common thing, unfortunately, with hotels. So front desk agents should absolutely be trained about it. And so front desk, especially management, should know about it if anyone would need to, you know, have that situation happen to them.
Real quick, do you work in the industry or did you work in the industry?
Yes, I did up until COVID.
Up until COVID. Okay. So when it comes to them getting the phone call saying, hey, there's a woman screaming and crying in the room next to us, what do we do? How does that get dropped? What could possibly have happened there that led to that front desk clerk doing nothing?
That's crazy. That's a big thing. So even like you said, especially at a hotel like that, that's not a really small mom and pop hotel. In larger hotels, they would have their own security. And some hotels, even if they don't have their own security, they contract out security, especially overnight. So I would imagine either it was one lone front desk agent who just something else happened and they forgot, which is awful, or they
what could possibly
have
been
that they had on site. Yeah, I don't know.
What could possibly have been more important in that moment? Like, oh no, yeah. I need to go clean out the popcorn machine.
Something good on TV.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I'm thirsty. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Or what could have happened is they called a security guard, and the security guard never went up. But yeah, regardless, that there's
no
yeah.
excuse for that.
There's definitely no excuse for that. There should be checks in place.
All right, Tiffany, thank you so much for your call. Yeah. Really appreciate it.
Appreciate the insight.
Have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
Karen and OP, sorry we didn't have time to get to you. We got to move on because we have a guest coming in. Barbara Gullen of BG Wealth Advisors is going to be on talking about help for federal employees
who are furloughed
and just in general during this shutdown. I almost said a dirty word there. I'll let you figure out what that was. We have Barbara on coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.